This upcoming look at your news for the hour is being brought to you now by Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumbs only used car dealership with a full line service department. Taking a look first at your local and regional news. The Michigan Sugar Company issued a notice about an employee's death that occurred on Tuesday, November the 4th. The company reported an accident happened at around 6 p.m. at the company's factory in Croswell, and a male employee who was working in the Croswell Agricultural Department was killed during a workplace accident. He was transported via ambulance from the site to a local hospital, where he was pronounced dead. A press release from the Michigan Sugar Company is quoted as saying, "Our safety department, in cooperation with outside agencies, are leading an investigation into the accident. We are grieving the tragic loss of a cherished member of our work family. Grief counselors will be in Croswell today as a resource for employees." The company also noted that no further public comments regarding the incident will be done while the investigation is still ongoing. And another local and regional news for today. The Sandusky Police Department and the Sandusky Community School District issued a notice regarding an investigation going on about possible fraud and embezzlement from the school district. Sandusky Police Chief Steve McKenney and Sandusky Community School Superintendent Kurt Dennis did a joint press release regarding the issue. The investigation began in October when discrepancies over some receipts and invoices were noticed by a staff member who then contacted the police. The Michigan State Police and the Sandusky Police Department executed search warrants on October the 23rd and October the 29th at the residence on Gulfview Drive. During the searches, law enforcement officers discovered property that belonged to the school district, and because the investigation is still ongoing, no arrests have yet been made. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at your national and international news right after this.
Before we know it, winter will be here and snow will be too. Hi, this is Tyler Hansen with Al Hansen Motors. Now's your chance to save on all-wheel drive and four-wheel drive vehicles before winter. I've knocked off $1,000 on two all-wheel drive SUVs. A 2023 Ford Escape Platinum being the top trim. It has all the bells and whistles. Remote start, full power, heated seats, heated steering wheel, 360-degree camera, power liftgate, memory seats, and Ford's Co-Pilot 360 safety package. It has just 34,000 miles and now only $26,980. Need a third row SUV? I also have a fully loaded all-wheel drive 2019 Buick Enclave Premium. Stay warm in the winter with remote start, full power, heated seats and steering wheel, cooled seats for when the summer comes back around, and a power lift gate for easy cargo loading, park and lane keep assist too. It has 103,000 miles and a 3.6 V6 engine, now just $17,980. I also have a 2017 Ford Explorer Limited. It's four-wheel drive, fully loaded, with only 64,000 miles. You can take it home for just $21,980. Wrapping up, I have a 2019 Ram 1500 Laramie Crew Cab, 4x4. It has remote start, front and rear park assist, heated and cooled seats, power tailgate, and a 5.7 Hemi V8. With 88,000 miles, take it home for just $28,780. Don't miss these deals before they're gone at Al Hansen Motors.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Taking a look now at your national and international news. The grim task of finding victims from the firestorm that followed the crash of a UPS cargo plane in Louisville, Kentucky, has now entered its third day. Investigators are still gathering information to determine why the aircraft caught fire and lost an engine on takeoff. Tuesday's inferno consumed the enormous aircraft and spread to nearby businesses, killing at least 12 people, including a child. Any hope of finding survivors in the charred area of the crash at UPS Worldport seems unlikely. Three people were on board when the plane crashed as it took off for Honolulu. And another national and international news. The Israeli military says Hamas has handed over remains believed to be of a deceased hostage to the Red Cross in Gaza. The military said in a statement that the remains were being brought to Israeli forces to then be returned to Israel. The handover is the latest sign of progress under the U.S. brokered ceasefire that began on October the 10th. Ahead of the announcement, Hamas had returned the remains of 21 hostages to Israel under the ceasefire terms. And if the latest remains are confirmed during forensic testing, that would still leave the remains of six others still in Gaza. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. That newscast has been brought to you now courtesy of Al Hansen Motors of downtown Bad Axe, the Thumb's only used car dealership with a full line service department.